different TV stations there for promotions of the show on their local network. But believe it or not, it's as heavy as my breath badge was for the fire department there. Got quite a bit of weight to it, and definitely a conversation piece, if nothing else.
Yeah, QSL. I wish they hadn't just, I don't know. I wish they would have made another season. I mean, you know, I'm not just saying that because, you know, you brought it up or you like it. You know, I really did enjoy that show. And like I said, if I missed an episode, I made sure I got it off off the internet and watched it that way. There was another show that I watched as well. I liked it. Kind of similar, but can't remember the name of it for the life of me. But anyway, yeah, KD8GYS, K4PDX.
Okay, Chris. Yeah, I know conditions are kind of tough right now, but we're normally around 20 meters there most of the time. And yeah, we've got county sheriff there, our local fire department and EMS, another local police department there, and a couple other badges there that we collected, and then on the volunteer fire department for 40 years, and law enforcement for 9, and EMS for about 20. Definitely kind of grew up with it there, Chris.
Yeah, QSL, Fred. My dad and my brother, they did the volunteer thing up in Georgia, and that's, excuse me, I don't think they, I want to say they only have one real dedicated station in that, in their county. Yeah, all the rest of the fire stations are they're all volunteer. And he did it as long as he could. He loved it, but he just got too old. And what was it that happened? You know, they just got, they got to be too much. You know, he was getting on up in the years and, you know, trying to be around smoke and stuff like that was, it wasn't working out, you know, for him too well. So he had to quit doing that. You know, getting up in the middle of the night when it's, you know, 10 degrees out and things like that, you know. You know, you got to have a little, what's the word? You got to have a little pee and vinegar in you to do that stuff. Go ahead.
Absolutely, Chris. Yeah, we know exactly what you're talking about there. In the first one to the station, and or the second or the third or something there, but as you get older, when you wake up, the first thing you have to do is go to a bathroom. So now that puts you at fourth or fifth. So, yeah, things get a little rougher as you get older there. No doubt about that, but I was kind of surprised that you noticed those shields there. I've got them up there just for decor, more or less. But something that I've been involved with for quite a while, Chris. And have enjoyed it. A lot of good times, a lot of bad times. But for the most, it's been pretty decent, and we have enjoyed it. But are you involved in any of the areas at all back to you?
I call, am I involved? And then you fell right out there. Maybe try to get involved with what was that, Fred?
Yeah, are you involved in the public service at all?
Yeah, QSL through technical support. Not directly, but indirectly, I support those individuals. Go ahead.
Okay, real fine, Noel. That's good. We need all the orders we can get there. Yeah, there's a few little paint departments in each state there. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think about 78% of all fire EMS are volunteer. Just makes it too hard to, especially for some of the smaller villages, small cities, and stuff like that. I think we only have one full pay department in our county, and then we have two part pay departments in the county, and all the rest are volunteers there. Chris, back to you.
Well, I live in Miami, so I think they're all full time here. Lots of them too, but I guess it's necessary, you know. Here they kind of do things differently here. There, the fire department is how do you say it? They're first responders, you know, to car accidents and things like that, which is the norm, but it was something different. I forget what it is. They just don't fight fires, I believe. As a matter of fact, I want to say the bulk of their work is accidents and, emergencies like that. There aren't a lot of structural fires down here for the most part. So I think about 80 to 90% of their work is accidents. Go ahead. Delta 8 Golf Yankee Sierra. This is Kilo 4 Papa Delta X-ray 73.